Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR. Bob Woodward's on. And if you Google investigative reporter, or if you look up in a dictionary investigative reporter, there's a picture of Bob Woodward.
Yep.
I mean, this guy created it.
He's the epitome of it.
All right, well, think about this. So Robert Redford played him in a movie.
Exactly.
His reporting led to a president resigning.
Right.
A zillion best-selling books. I think like 18, and like 13 of them were number one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good
now,
ratio.
We're talking to the real deal here.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Did you ever run into President Nixon after your reporting led to his impeachment?
I did not. I tried to talk to him, as did Carl Bernstein, a number of times, but he declined, understandably, and actually we didn't even make his Christmas card list.
Oh, what a shame. That's amazing, because I heard you on top at first.
Right. So at what point did you know something screwy was going on?
Well, from the in Watergate, the morning after the burglary, I was sent to the courthouse where the five burglars were arraigned, and first they wore business suits. Now, I'd been covering night police for about 9 months at that point and never had even heard of a burglar who was wearing a business suit. And the lead burglar, James McCord, when pressed by the judge, said he had worked for the CIA, and of course, my reaction to that was burglars, business suits, Democratic headquarters, and then he was also head of security at the Nixon reelection committee. So from that day forward, the level of suspicion was so high that you had to proceed.
This is like a Scooby-Doo episode where I feel like Nixon is the crook, and he, at the end, you know, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
Right.
Was there?
Well, I don't think you want to overstate that. We did the reporting, and it led to all kinds of investigations by the Senate, by the House. It was a sequence over 2 years, 2 months.
That you guys started?
We started some of it.
Okay. You're being modest.
Right.
And, yeah, there was a lot, but you guys started it. Now, one more thing, and then I got sure. a bunch of other questions.
Sure.
When you heard Robert Redford was going to play you in the movie, were you happy with that? Were you like, I don't know, he's like too good looking, I'm better looking than Robert Redford?
Right, right.
What was your reaction to that?
You have no idea how many women I've disappointed.
You can't be him. I saw you on the screen. You're not him.
Wait, you're not Robert Redford.
But what's interesting about him is he's a really serious person, and he looked at Watergate as a serious matter. He and Dustin Hoffman and the director, Alan Pakula, worked about as hard as you can to ascertain exactly what happened and make a movie that got the essence of living in a world of doubt, because no one's coming out from the White House and saying, oh yeah, you're right, we did it. It's there's a very organized cover-up. There is an attack on the media. We were accused of making things up. We were accused of character assassination.
What is your take on the JFK assassination?
My take is that there are lots of unanswered questions, but it's pretty clear what happened. And when you have an event like that, there are going to be inconsistencies, there's going to be doubt, and no one in any credible way has provided any evidence on that I've seen.
With what you know, would you say your gut, your reporter gut, tells you that there was more than one person involved?
No, because you have to be empirical. You have to go on the evidence, and I think it's pretty clear in the eyes of history what happened. But, again, you don't ever have all the evidence, and you don't know what you don't know. And I think we have the answers, but I would not make an absolute, irrefutable declaration that we do.
Bob Woodward's on. He's coming to College Street Music Hall in New Haven Tuesday, January 22nd, and there are free tickets for college students. And we'll give you more information on that in a bit, and we're linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. The Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal, that whole thing was just a web of weirdness.
Yep.
Did you know about this before the rest of the world found out about
it? No, I certainly did not. And when I found out about it, I found it almost inconceivable that Clinton, even with all of his drives and impulses, would be having a sexual relationship with a White House intern. Of course, we know he did, and if you look at his presidency from a distance, 8 years, we had three things: peace, prosperity, and Monica Lewinsky, and everyone can pick what they like or what they don't like.
Monica Lewinsky scandal, shortly after that broke, Bill and Hillary were walking to the helicopter, and Bill had a mark on his face, and years later, rumors came out that Hillary threw an ashtray at him and hit him. Did you hear that, and do you know if that's true?
I never found any firsthand witness or evidence on that.
Smartest president, dumbest president that you've covered?
Well, the smartest. I have a soft spot for Gerald Ford, of all people, who took over from Nixon in difficult times, and he pardoned Nixon. I thought it was corrupt at the time. 25 years later, I investigated it and talked to Ford at length and looked at all the legal memos, read everything, and talked to everyone who was alive. And actually, Ford pardoned Nixon to get Nixon off the front page into history where he belonged, because there was such an obsession with Nixon at that time. You can argue very strongly, and I do, that for what Ford did in that pardon, rather than being corrupt, was in the national interest. As Ford said to me in this very plaintive voice in one of the interviews I did with him, he said, "I needed my own presidency." Dumbest, a lot of people will say Nixon had a lot strong intellect. He did, but as his tapes and all of Watergate and Watergate-related investigation showed, he was a criminal. And I think it's pretty dumb to be a criminal. It's about as dumb as you can be.
And then talk to us about what you're going to be doing at College Street Music Hall.
I'm going to talk a lot about Trump and the legacy and the presidency and some of the themes, some of the lessons that might be learned. I find in these talks, most important part for me are the questions from the audience. What's on people's minds? What are they concerned about? Where do they think we are? I am troubled because the government is not functioning the way it should. In fact, Trump is doing lots of things which not only are against the national interest, I believe, but against his own interest. He should just stop some of this tweeting, attacking the media. He thinks that's effective. Maybe in the short run, it's effective.
You'll be talking about Trump and taking questions.
Yes.
I love it.
Works
and
for me.
Free tickets for college students. And you can get all that information at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Pleasure to talk to you. Honor to speak to you. Thanks for all your great work. Bob Woodward.
Thank you.